of them will be released because they are all now supposed to be going free, their slates wiped clean.
Former Metro Police Officer Michael Fanone, who lost consciousness and suffered a heart attack after an attacker shocked him with a stun gun during the riot, tells CBS News.
I can assure you that these individuals will go on to commit acts of violence. The American people own this decision.
The Trump administration has ousted the Coast Guard's top admiral, Linda Fagan, who in 2022 became the first woman to lead a branch of the U.S. military. President Trump vowed today on social media to fire more than 1,000 presidential appointees who are, quote, not aligned with our vision. Elise Stefanik, the Trump choice to be U.S. ambassador to the U.N., is before a Senate committee considering her nomination.
With hostages, including Americans, still held in Hamas's captivity, to national security challenges ranging from China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, it has never been more critical for the United States to lead with strength and moral clarity.
Marco Rubio was sworn in today as Secretary of State. The White House is hailing the release of two Americans freed in a swap with the Taliban. The deal to release Ryan Corbett and William McKenty was worked out by the Biden administration. Increased winds have been a challenge again for firefighters in the L.A. area, and Mayor Karen Bass warns that stepped-up landslide danger is right around the corner.
We have to prepare for a potential change in weather with the possibility of rain this weekend. So today I'm issuing an executive order to shore up burn areas and stem the flow of toxic debris in the event of rain this weekend.
There's bitter cold from the upper Midwest into the east with below zero temperatures and wind chills in some places. Snow in the south, as we hear from CBS's Jim Crisula.
Coastal areas from Corpus Christi, Texas, all the way to the Carolinas could see record snowfall. Remarkably, parts of Louisiana are under blizzard warnings. These women were getting ready in chilly Chilton County, Alabama.
We're about to make some soup.
I got to get some hot dogs to go with my chili. I got to get some more milk.
Cold weather advisories extend as far south as central Florida.
And checking Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 427 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got extreme cold with widespread school closures in Racine and Kenosha. The National Weather Service is warning of wind chills hitting 30 below. Warming centers are available through the area. You can call 211 to find the nearest to you. A relative warm-up is coming. The latest in the forecast. Due to the extreme cold, City of Racine Department of Public Works is not collecting garbage today. The city has an updated collection calendar available on their website. It's a 20-year prison sentence for Elia Olson. The now 17-year-old was convicted of shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend three times in the head back in 2023. The victim survived and plans to graduate high school next year. And a nearby wildlife area is getting back to normal. Milwaukee County Parks has secured funding to restore 90 acres of agricultural land near the Root River Parkway in Franklin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks at midseason. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at the halfway point of the regular season. 41 games completed, 41 to go. The Bucks are 24-17 so far, thanks to having just won four in a row at home. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference behind Cleveland, Boston, and New York. Bucks forward, Chris Middleton.
Yeah, with the up and down season that we've had so far, I think we'll take it. Knowing that, you know, we could be better in a lot of different areas. There's a lot of games I think we dropped that we thought we should have won. But to be 7 games over 500 with, you know, all the highs and lows, I guess I think we'll take it right now. Hopefully, you know, we keep getting those wins up and getting a higher win percentage.
The Bucks on the road tomorrow night in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. NFL, the Chicago Bears have a new head coach, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And the Ohio State Buckeyes, the new national champions of college football after beating Notre Dame 34-23. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
You know, it's Ice Week with Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, and this one, pretty wow out there. But it's true, because Paul Harvey says it's true. So it's Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Greenland was actually green once upon a time. That is, before it started snowing. Today, Greenland is little more than a vast snow slab 2 miles thick. What land there was is now mostly below sea level, submerged by the sheer weight of all of that snow. But 3,000 years ago, there was a blizzard on Greenland. The snowfall of subsequent seasons compressed the snow from that one blizzard into a river of ice, a glacier. It was one September long past when a gigantic chunk of that glacier fractured and tumbled into the Jacob Schobden ice fjord. Its destination was the open sea. There were about 10,000 such icebergs swarming up in Baffin Bay at the time. Better to understand them all, we shall stay on the trail of this one iceberg in particular and observe it very closely. It was not especially large compared to its brethren, about 100 feet tall and 300 feet long, that which was visible anyway, because most of it was beneath the water, reaching 500 feet down. It was very heavy. It weighed a million or more tons. Yet the statistics do not do justice to the phenomenal beauty of this floating ice mountain. It was not merely white, but appeared brilliantly crystalline in the sunlight, refracted through a billion ice-bound air bubbles. Scientists retrospectively tracking this particular iceberg note that Captain William Adams was in the vicinity. He was homeward bound aboard his whaling ship. Surely, they say, he cast his eyes upon that frigid majesty. Before making its way southward, the iceberg would have to embark on a grand tour of Baffin Bay, first northward along the western coast of Greenland, all the way to the mouth of Smith Sound, then south along the eastern coast of Baffin Island, swept relentlessly by the current. That is a journey that would have to take many months. Each mile of the way, the iceberg sang. It squealed and creaked and groaned as icebergs do. It also became a living zoo. Seals nested in its crevices. Bowhead whales hid themselves in its shadow. Among the scientists who've studied this one individual iceberg is marine biologist Dr. Richard Brown. He wrote a book about its voyage. Through that iceberg's eyes, the author witnessed the various dramas of that time in that region, the extinction of the bowhead whales, the hardships of the Eskimos. Dr. Brown follows the beautiful iceberg until at last it travels ever southward into warmer waters. It diminishes to the size of a coffee table, then disintegrates in a bubble of foam off Bermuda. This was the fate of the snow that fell on Greenland 3,000 years ago. This was the way that beautiful peripatetic palace of ice passed from us. But before it did, it sank the Titanic. Thus did a distant age reach into the 20th century to disturb the destiny of so many people. Now, I know what the history books say. The Titanic was sunk by an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland, April of 1912. But you know that the Titanic was really lost in a snowstorm 10 centuries before the birth of Christ, because now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, wow. Paul Harvey and the Rest of the Story, heard twice daily on WRJN, and this is Ice Week on WRJN. You can hear Paul Harvey 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
broken up.
Song from the Supremes, one of their earliest, and it sounds great. Motown stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Sports, Badgers playing tonight in a game that you can hear on WRJN, taking on UCLA. And tomorrow night, just added to our on-air roster, Racine Park and Racine Lutheran, two of the top-ranked teams in their division, are meeting, and WRJN is going to be there and adding it to our sports lineup. We'll broadcast that game tomorrow night. Be listening for it here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up on this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
We'll be right back.
Googly moogly, it's cold. Minus six, the temperature. And now for the rest of what's happening around us, here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The bitter cold snap forced the closure of Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, as well as many others in the area. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning with wind chills reaching 30 below. Despite the current freeze, temperatures are expected to warm up enough for snow tomorrow, with a further rise to the 20s later in the week. For those needing shelter from the cold, warming centers are running across the area. People can call 211 to find the facility nearest them. Racine fire crews were called for a smoky response early this morning at a home near Lincoln Park. Reports of a smoke-filled home on Reske Avenue came in at around 2. We're working on learning more about what happened. License plate readers in Caledonia led to the recovery of a stolen U-Haul. The Caledonia Police Department says earlier this month, their Flock cameras, which are their license plate readers, picked up the plate of a stolen truck out of Milwaukee. There was a high-risk stop on Newman Road, with the driver telling police he had rented the truck and never returned it. Several area police departments are using those plate readers in public safety. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dangerously cold, with wind chills 30 to 20 below, warming up this afternoon to feeling 20 to 15 below. As temperatures climb throughout the evening and overnight, we will climb above zero by early tomorrow morning. Light snow moves in late, less than an inch expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 2 degrees below zero.
Put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Sonny Bono wrote this song, co-wrote it. Searchers had the hits on WRJN.
I saw her today, I saw her face. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
RJN and my autobiography.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf.
Sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing.
that made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see. Ooh.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no man don't come better.
To make her happy doesn't take a lot.
You don't ask for things.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a little less than an hour away, a song written by one group, but it was a hit for another. That happened several times. It's the case with this song, for example, by Linda Ronstadt and the Stolen Ponies, written by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees, WRJN.
News and timeless hits, WRJN.
You go.
Two of the top-ranked teams in their division. Going to be meeting up tomorrow night at WRJN. We'll not only be there, we'll be broadcasting the game. Park versus Lutheran, tomorrow night on WRJN.
She sits on a dock, a fishing in the water, uh-huh. She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh.
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
Thank you. tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The leaders of the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys were among hundreds of people released today, hours after the Trump pardons issued for those charged or convicted in the Capitol attack. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
With a stroke of the pen last night, President Trump undid years of work by the Department of Justice to, this was the largest investigation of all time, investigating all of these various defendants, trying to figure out who they were, who did what, in the chaos of what we saw on January 6th.
President Trump says his administration will look to revoke security clearances of more than four dozen former intelligence officials who signed a letter in 2020 saying that Hunter Biden's laptop saga bore the hallmarks of a Russian information operation. Marco Rubio was sworn in today as Secretary of State.
President Trump was elected to keep promises, and he's going to keep those promises. And his primary promise when it comes to foreign policy is that the priority of the United States Department of State will be the United States. It will be furthering the national interest of this country.
And in Mexico City, CBS's Adrian Bard tells us there's a lot to consider, from border policy to the Trump edicts renaming the Gulf of Mexico.
Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico's president, said Mexico must react with, quote, a cool.